Hi, I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Analyst for Mayer & Mayer. Today I have with me Phil Jarvis, Vice President of Global Partnerships with National LifeWorks Center. He authored Choices, one of the more popular career information systems, and he coordinates development and implementation of the Real Game series globally. These resources are used by tens of thousands of students and adults each day across North America and beyond. So, Phil, I understand your product is a game that helps school kids confront real-world issues like budgeting, careers, and disappointments like job loss. Could you explain how this game works?
Sure. It'd be a pleasure, Teresa. The goal of all programs in the Real Game series, and there are programs from the elementary level right up to adult, is to help students or participants imagine the future that they want to create for themselves. So if you can clearly see what you'd love to be living out in the future, you can become more intentional and purposeful in the present. Fortunately, an awful lot of young people really have no idea where the future is going and don't really see how school connects to it. So if they do see hope and excitement in the future, they can find reasons to get more serious about math and things in school. They're guided by a teacher on kind of a safe journey into the future. They go off 10 to 15 years into the future and imagine the life that they're going to be living. They take on the role of an adult character, and they experience real world scenarios that adults encounter in balancing life and work. They create a virtual community. They make choices of houses and cars and what they're going to be doing with their time and leisure and so on. They balance life and work. They budget time and money and much, much more. The programs are really quite popular, and they're used in virtually every state and territory in the United States and in a number of other countries as well.
That is fascinating. I can understand why it has spread so far. Could you walk me through a process from a student's perspective? Like, how might a student become engaged in the game, and what experiences might he have?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The game is set in a classroom or group setting. Could be after school, could be during school, could be in Boys and Girl Club setting, whatever. But it begins with an introductory session where they play something called the spin game, and this is kind of a combination of Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Trivial Pursuit, all rolled into one fun competitive game that's all about career and what school's got to do with the rest of your life. They compete with each other in answering questions, but they do it as teams, and they reach consensus on the questions. And it gets pretty competitive, noisy, and a lot of fun. Then they go on to imagine in an activity called the dream, where they're going to be living 10 or 15 years out in the future, and how they're going to be getting around, and what they're going to be doing with their time, and so on. Then in a session called What's My Line, they actually get a job, and this could be randomly assigned or something they've chosen or something that the teacher or facilitator has assigned for them, and they learn what a typical day would be like on this job. But then they think about what they'd be doing with their time when they're not on the job. They get a paycheck and a pay stub. They have to create a monthly budget that works. They have to figure out if they can afford that Lamborghini they picked in the dream earlier on, and the house that they picked, and so on. Whether they have enough time actually to do the leisure activities that they picked, and so on. So, and much more follows. But that's sort of the scenario.
Okay, so they're living their dream. They've set their priorities, their goals. They've got a job. So we see the big picture now. Could you tell me a little bit more about how ONET is integrated into the Real Game?
Yes, I can, Teresa. It's work, of course, is central to the lives that these people are living, the students are living out in the future. And they discover that other than sleeping, in fact, more hours go into work than anything else that they'll do in an average week. So they quickly reach the conclusion that if they hate their job, it's not going to be a good week. And they even see visuals of their week in a glance and all their leisure activities and their work and their sleep and so on. And they realize for themselves that they're really going to have to get more serious about career planning. So they take on these roles, and all of the roles in the Real Game, all of the work roles, are based on ONET data. And the same data that would appear in ONET Online, for example, or in any of the popular career information delivery systems that use the data from ONET to help students make career decisions and plan and so on. So basically everything they're doing in terms of the world of work is basically anchored in the ONET data.
Wow. Okay, so they're pulling from the maybe job tasks, the job titles. What are some specific types of data that are being pulled in from ONET? You might have touched on it, but could you be a little more specific?
Sure. They're going to get into the work tasks and experience for sure. Salaries, they'll get their paychecks and stubs based on ONET data at the national level or at the state level if states have localized the program. The knowledge and skills required, the education and training required, and so on. So it, really these role, we call them role profiles, and the day in life that, students take on are linked very, very closely to the ONET data.
Do they get to survey jobs pulling from ONET job profiles when they're searching for the type of job they think they might want?
We do. They're playing a role of this character in the future, 10 to 15 years in the future, and we tell them that, and like a sitcom, you know, they're one of the characters in Friends, for example, and we tell them, like any good actor, you know, you need to, we give them just enough in the game to get into this role and to start interacting with each other as if this is who they are and the role that they've got. But we tell them, like any good actor, the more they research their roles, the more authentic will be their portrayal. So we point them to ONET Online and to the popular career information delivery systems. We encourage them to interview adults who are working, go to their state LMI data sources through ONET to find out what the actual salary would be in their community as opposed to the national average and so on.
Okay. Well, I have to say, this is one of the most innovative and creative ways I've heard of ONET being used. And your game really raises the bar for innovation and provides a great opportunity for students to get a taste of real-life situations and make some wise choices before reality hits. So, Phil, if our listeners would like to contact you, find out how they could get the real game or get more information about it, how would you prefer to be reached?
Well, first of all, Teresa, we'd love to hear from them, and thank you for your comments. I would encourage people to go to our website, which is www.lifework.ca, and click on the Real Game series, and they'll find everything they could imagine about what's happening with the Real Game across the U.S. and around the world. Or they're free to call toll-free our customer support team at 1-888-533-5683 or email us at info@lifework.ca.
All right, Phil. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I've enjoyed learning about the Real Game.
It's my pleasure, Teresa, and hats off for ONET. What a valuable service to the whole country.
That's right. I agree. Thanks, Phil. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye for now.